I'm Amber.
And I'm Leslie, and you're listening to
The Grimmistics. Friends.
Howdy, howdy. How's everybody doing?
Good, we hope.
Good, we hope. Amber, how are you?
I'm feeling jazzed, Leslie. How are you doing?
Feeling jazzed, huh?
Yeah.
Love that. Feeling Love that jazzed. Adjective.
Thank you.
I'm fine. I'm good. Doing good.
Yeah. I think we had a 2-hour powwow because it's been a hot second since we've been able to chit chat. We just kind of realized our lives are pretty parallel. And when one of us feels like everything's chaotic, like it's happening to the other one as well, mm-hmm. which is great for our friendship because we're pretty much able to be like
self-sufficient back burner. A little bit. Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
And then we just catch up when when we have the time.
And we have the mental capacity to do so.
Yeah, so we did our little powwow, and really, I think my favorite thing about this one is that we both had these moments of, like, talking about the importance of manifestation, which I think is so fun that we also bring it back to the woo-woo moments. But yeah, so, like, I went through a really hard 2 weeks. Leslie, you went through a really hard 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And we're out on the other end now. Things are feeling a little bit lighter for me, I want to say. A little bit more positive. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of that is just like realizing that the manifestation, like it just helped. And it should be more present in my life. And I get excited when it's present
when it reminds you of its capabilities.
Thank you knew what I was going for.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think we've preached it before, it's whether it's spiritual or not, I mean, I just think, like, by speaking something into existence, by setting your expectations of its fulfillment, I mm-hmm. think is very powerful. And
yeah,
just is kind of, you know, we've preached it so many times, like, we have the power that we have a lot of power that we can tap into if we're willing to be welcome and open and aware of it.
So. Yeah. And make it a priority. I feel like for myself, mm-hmm. it's not always a priority. And then these moments happen where I'm like, it should be a priority.
I know. They're so fun. Like the little universe smacks. They're great.
Yeah.
And they're great when, like, they're positive too.
Yeah.
Because they can be negative. Right. Yeah. I've had a negative universe smack once or twice in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So
everybody has.
Yeah, yes. For sure. So it's nice when they're good ones.
Yeah. And I feel like we both, with our realizations, I don't know, I feel very inspired for us. I think that we're both on the right track right now. I know we haven't shared a ton with the explorers about, like, the changes and things, but I feel like we're both grinding really hard, and we both have these very attainable, realistic goals, mm-hmm. and they're not in the maybe, you know, next 6 month plans, but, like, we have set, like, day by day attainable goals, and it seems like we're both on the path to reaching those. And mm-hmm. it's just like, this is the grind portion of those goals.
And I don't want to speak for you. I mean, at least for me, I just feel like for the first time, really, in my whole life, minus like a goal of owning a home, this mm-hmm. feels like a goal that I act like you said, it's not only attainable, but like I will actually, like, I can see myself actually receiving and, like, completing this goal.
Yeah.
And that's
like
cool.
it's and it's lining up, and like I think that we're both just where we need to be, and mm-hmm. when we get out of the thick of it that we're in right now and we look back, we're gonna just be like, oh, it worked, it was worth it.
Right, just part of the fun, right?
Yeah,
part of the side quest.
Well, and it makes me really think that it's in large part too the reason I feel so energized and excited is this time of year. Like, I know eventually this, like the change in weather will get cold and like, you know, we'll become more like shut in and hermit and stuff. But like for the first time in a while, fall right now, I'm like, oh, this is what energizes me. this is it. And oh, I don't know good. If it's because Ravioli is vocalizing more of the things that she notices, and she's mm-hmm. noticing such small little things that are so beautiful. But like, I just am like looking at it in a different lens right now. Yeah. And I don't know. I feel like this is when I thrive. I hate the summer. The summer is hot and sticky and uncomfortable. I'm sweaty. I like when it gets a little bit like colder, this is really when I feel like I'm thriving.
Yes. No, I agree. Mm-hmm. Like I think we both just feel more comfortable, you know,
yes. when it's not. Maybe so that's warm. A little bit of it too, is like mm-hmm. I'm comfortable. I get to wear the clothes that I like to wear. Mm-hmm. I told all of my coworkers, like, summer is not it for me. I don't try to have a good summer wardrobe because mm-hmm. I hate it. Right. But like fall is when I thrive.
Is when you're fall. Gonna see the good stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Exactly. And so maybe it's that too. I'm wearing the clothes that I want to wear, the clothes, mm-hmm. and you're right, I'm comfortable. But to just Ravioli pointing out little things here I and there. That. She's really noticing the moon lately. We have to talk to the moon every morning. Like I did, I subbed for a class recently and I kind of told them like I was inspired by her and her mm-hmm. love of the moon. And so it was a class, right, you know, the week of Halloween. So I was like, we're going to just perfect. Focus on the moon.
I love that so much.
Yeah. That's so I don't know.
Sorry. We're talking over each other. I think that's so mature of Rav, because I even just the other day like said something like, driving into our hometown, like growing mm-hmm. up there, I didn't realize how pretty the mountains were. Like they were yeah. just there. But now I just notice so much more. I notice the trees. Mm-hmm. Like, so I feel like I never did that as a kid. I just was so busy and caught up in everything yeah. else. So mm-hmm. I just feel like it's so mature of Rav. And I yeah. love that.
Yeah, she's very aware. She's very observant. I get compliments mm-hmm. a lot that she seems like an old soul. And mm-hmm. I do agree with that. Like she definitely is just observant and aware. And it's so fun because like when I slow down enough to appreciate that, I notice things mm-hmm. differently too. So
oh,
so I'm just jazzed. I feel like I'm in the season that I love. I feel like I'm in the right place for the first time in a long time, like with my career and just like personally, like I just everything feels chaotic, but also peaceful at the same time. It's a weird balance.
I really love that. I really, really do. And I'm so happy for you. You deserve it.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. It's been a grind, but it's definitely. I see the light.
It's 11:11 right now, just in case you were wondering.
So the guides sweet. Agree.
No. Amber was doing the Italian hand.
Well, and I'm in my childhood home, so I feel like maybe a little bit of like what you said about driving into our hometown and stuff. Like I was house and animal sitting for my parents this weekend, and I just brought the whole setup to come with me. Love that. So it's kind of like wonky to sleep in your childhood home. I haven't done that in a long time, and like I'm in my childhood room right now, which is like,
I know, and I see your little heart up there that's been up there for years.
Yeah, my mom said it will not be coming down. That's the one thing she leaves, like, because this is Ravioli's space now, mixed with my mom's office. But she said that the little heart with my name on it will not come down because it was my space first.
So sweet.
I know, isn't that cute?
I love that. So much sentimental things for you, Amber. That's so sweet.
I know. So maybe that's part of the vibe too, is I'm like just nostalgic right now.
Right. You're in the feels. I wish we had a good segue. Unfortunately, we kind of have a sad story to talk about a little bit.
Hey, we're in our feelings, so let's dive into the feelings.
Let's just get sad. Okay. So today we are talking about a horse, and she's known by the name Snippy. Snippy the horse.
I've never heard of Snippy the horse.
Oh. So.
Oh, foreshadowing.
Well, I'm just like someone was like asking me about. Oh, yeah. In random context, they were like, have you ever heard of Ludlow, Colorado? Which, if you remember, we had an episode on the.
Yeah,
exactly. And I was like, funny you should mention. Yes. I do know about it. And then
I've done some research on the area.
I know. I said just a little bit. Just I have done some things. Mm-hmm. And it's just, and then someone else was like, how do these things like pop up? Like, how do you find out about these things? And so that's what it was just making me laugh. Like, I don't know how I know these things. I just
do. You know
do.
What's funny? Sorry to interrupt, but you know what's funny is when I was in yoga school and I was explaining our podcast to my classmates and kind of just talking about it, mm-hmm. I had brought up, someone else had brought up the episode we did about the Anunnaki.
Oh, uh-huh.
And like they had done research on their own. I had a classmate who was like, how does she learn about this? And I was like, I don't know. Like, it's just presented to her one day and she likes to research. Like, but that classmate was like, I've never heard of this before. And how does she have like a whole deep understanding of it? And I was like, I don't know, Leslie, like I like to say I'm weird, but like the weird stuff is presented to you on a platter. Like I have to look into it. And like when I'm trying to come up with stuff for the podcast, I have to sit down and actually like figure out how to Google like certain words together to like get the vibe that I'm feeling. And yours is just presented to you.
I know.
I feel like you're never looking for it.
No, it just like comes to me. I just like know these things. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
that makes me laugh. Okay.
So when you, it does make me laugh. So yeah, I don't know how I know about this, but so yeah, we're talking. So like I said, she's known by the name Snippy, but mm-hmm. I actually hate the fact that they call her Snippy. So her like name, if she's a horse, and if you know, if she had like a birth certificate, then
they have like crazy government names, right? Like they have a nickname, but they always have to have like a more intricate name, right?
Yeah. Well, okay. Hers isn't intricate, but like her government name is Lady, so that's like her real name. Snippy just becomes a nickname, unfortunately, after she becomes a little bit famous.
Oh, God. So
I know. And I didn't know that until I did this research today. So yeah, she's known by Snippy, but we're going to call her Lady. So that's what we're talking about. Lady the horse.
Okay.
And this actually takes place in Colorado. And Lady is like the first animal mutilation that was caused by what they think were aliens.
Holy shit.
So
we're just diving right in. No wonder we don't like Snippy. Okay.
Yeah. So Lady she lived in a farm in Alamosa, Colorado. And her owners, so Nellie Lewis is her owner, and her brother, whose name is Harry King, is like the ranch's caretaker, and that's Lady's like main caretaker. But it's Nellie's horse.
I have family from Alamosa, and I wonder if I should ask them. Because, like, small town, guys. Like, small town vibes to the extreme. I should ask if he is aware of this.
Were they in the area in, 67?
Yeah. He, like, grew up there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So,
well.
Yeah. I know. So I have to talk to him. But
he probably would know. I mean, this was a pretty big deal.
Yeah, not a lot happened in that area, so
no.
Okay, I'll have to remember to ask him. He might have known like the people. It's right. That small. Yeah,
I mean, 67 was not that long ago.
Mm-mm. Oh, okay, I'll have to ask.
So we have Nellie and then her husband Burl, but like I said, the main caretaker of the ranch is Harry, Nellie's brother. So. On September 9th, 1967, mm-hmm. Lady wanders away from the farm and they can't find her. Eventually, she's discovered in a field where she's unfortunately deceased.
Hmm.
Now, Lady wasn't just like asleep in the field, right? The flesh had been peeled back from her head to her neck.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Her bones had been like bleached because, you know, I don't, maybe you don't know, but like taxidermy, like normal bones aren't like the white that we know. Like even our the bones that we got at the oddity fair, those have been bleached naturally.
Well, you know what's funny is mine started oxidizing and I freaked out. So I got a skull. We haven't really, I don't know if we talked about us going to the oddity fair or not, but we went to an oddity fair in Denver recently and nose, like, I'm not kidding you, Leslie, like within a week it turned black and I was like, is this a sign that there's yourself? I was like, is this a sign that there's like mold in our house? Like, are we in danger? And Craig was like, no, that's where blood pool can be. Like, so if the animal had passed, like it can pool and then it changes the bone's color and they bleach it. But eventually it goes back to what was.
Well, when you have like oils from our hands, oils, you know, like. Things will affect it.
Yeah, but no, its nose is like black.
I'm obsessed with that.
Oh my God, it scared the I put it up by the pictures of like my grandma and Craig's grandpa. Like I thought it looked really pretty on their shelving, and so then I was like, "There's a bad spirit in our house." And Craig's like, "It's blood. It's fine.
It's just blood. It's fine.
Yeah, it's just blood. Let's not exercise the house."
That's so funny. Lance tried to eat my jawbone, so it's up on top of my, in my office now. But I bet you were shitting yourself. I'm obsessed.
Oh my God,
it
scared the fuck out of me. I want to see a picture black. Of that. Okay, I'll take a picture and we'll post it on the Instagram as well, friends. Perfect. Oh my gosh. Okay, so anyways, the bones get bleached.
So Lady, yes, she had been bleached. Something that's strange, like for her to have been deceased in this crazy way, there was no blood in the field around her or on the scene or even on her.
Well, it's weird that her bones are bleached. Like just the bones that are exposed on her face were bleached.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know, actually.
Cause
they
like
just said her bones were bleached and I just assumed it was what was showing, but.
So like they bleached, like, so the question is like, did someone pour bleach on the bones? Like how do you bleach bones, but have them still attached? This is like, my mind's trying to imagine it, but I'm not a taxidermist. We've learned because I spent $60 on a skull and my husband was like, could have helped you with that. And I said, well, you don't take me hiking in the woods to find the bones. So I have to buy them by the people who are professionals. So like, I guess I don't understand that. So like, was the tendons and everything gone and like her bones were just laying, or like, I guess I'm not imagining it well.
I'm going to send you a picture on Instagram.
Okay, that might help me. Yeah, and we'll post it, guys, so that if you're also feeling this way, you can take a pause. Oh, no, shit, that's exactly what I was imagining. Okay, so, like, she's still got, like, hair and stuff, like, attached.
On part of her.
On part of her, but then her bones are bleached, so did they just, like, pour bleach on her? Oh, okay.
We don't know.
Because, like, her eye's still there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. Okay. So that's part of the question. Super strange. How were her bones bleached?
Right. Like, what is and if you're, even happening?
And if you're going to go out of the way to bleach bones, like, I assume that's only aesthetic, right? Like, that's only for people who want bones.
Usually. And it takes a long time.
Yeah.
When we did Frederick, like when my dad did the mount for us, like he had to be bleached for several days.
And that's just like putting the bones in bleach,
right,
like in a bucket of bleach.
Completely submerging it. Right.
Okay.
And Lady wasn't gone for that long. I mean, she had just wandered off and then the next day they found her in the field. So it's
weird.
Just none of it really makes sense.
Okay. All right. Yeah. We'll post these pictures, guys, because I think the unfortunately, the visual, is very descriptive.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. So Harry, her main caretaker, found her on, like I said, on September 9th. And I'm sorry. She had been missing for 2 days. So I guess, but still not long enough to bleach her bones like that.
Yeah. No, keep, I'm going to Google how long does it take to bleach bones, but you keep going.
And she was found about a quarter mile away from the ranch. So where it gets kind of strange is that the matriarch of the farm, Agnes King, was also at, you know, that day she remembered that she saw something strange in the sky, mm-hmm. like what she reported as a UFO passing over the house the day that that lady went missing.
Really?
Yeah.
So Google says it can take anywhere from 18 to 24 hours using a hydrogen peroxide paste to bleach.
So I guess it is possible. It is possible, but
the soaking method can take 24 to 72.
But still, I not.
But that's fully submerged. That's like, that is fully submerged and there's no bucket like of bleach anywhere.
Okay. And that's a minimum of that time because whatever killed lady also had time to peel back her skin.
Yeah.
You know, from her head to her neck. And that, I can't imagine that was a quick process. So.
No. And horses are huge and heavy. Yes. And being able to do that on both sides when she might have been laying on one. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Just really strange. Just doesn't make sense.
And again, that's fully submerged in a bucket, like, of bleach and a hydrogen peroxide mixture. That's not, like, just dumping bleach on a horse's skull.
In the middle of the field.
Yeah. Right.
In the middle of nowhere. Okay. All right. So she, lady was taken in and she was looked at by like veterinarians and even doctors because they were like, what the fuck?
The fuck?
Did this? So one of them was Dr. Wallace Leary. He was a veterinarian in Alamosa. He got the skeleton in 1968 and actually had it mounted for display. Don't love. Oh. She is actually, we do have her bone. She is mounted. I think she's at like an oddities in museum in the area. Okay. I do have a picture of that I can send.
Okay.
But he found two bullet holes in her bones on her left pelvic and right thigh bone.
Okay.
So thinking that she had been shot, initially, but still doesn't explain her head. And
because like Alamosa is a big hunting town that I know about, and so like I could see maybe from a distance someone seeing a horse thinking it's, you know, an elk or a deer if it's hunting, like far away. Let's say very far. But you don't get up to, like, so in the argument that someone maybe was treating this like how they would treat an elk or a deer in a hunting situation, you get up there and you're like, that's a horse. So would they then try to like continue to like remove her skin and stuff? Like, you're like, the argument on a hunter thinking maybe it was an elk, you realize before you've removed the skin from her entire face that she's a horse.
Right. And you go and try to say, sorry, I just shot your fucking horse.
Yeah. You know, you don't like continue to do a hunting situation on it. Okay.
Right. Yeah. So Dr. Wallace, I'm not into it.
No.
Another doctor that looked at lady was Dr. John Altschuler.
Okay.
Spelled very funny. He was a pathologist who specialized in blood coagulation.
Oh, hey.
So he was on scene when lady was found. And he noted that there was such a lack of blood. She didn't have any blood in her lungs, her heart, her thyroid, her brain, or her abdominal organs. Which was,
jeez,
quote unquote, highly unusual.
Well, yeah, because they found her within 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they found her within 2 days and she was completely bloodless.
Completely bloodless. And also noticed like the precision of the cuts. Like, mm-hmm. So they had been, so upon further in investigation, all those things had been like cut very precisely and mm-hmm. the blood had been drained out of her, but there was no blood around her. Very strange.
Yeah. Okay.
So the third doctor to look at lady was Dr. Robert Adams, and he was with the Air Force. He examined lady in the field, and he concluded that there was, quote, no unearthly causes. saying that lady just had, she had an infection, died, and then like scavengers, like coyotes, were responsible for cutting her organs and peeling
you know back her skin. I have seen coyotes running around with like a fillet knife like attached to them so that they that's ridiculous.
Unless they're a skid walker, like get the fuck out of here.
Well, and I kind of just googled real quick just information about blood in a horse. My Google is gonna get flagged for sure. So right. An average 1200 pound horse has about 54.5 liters, which is about 12 gallons of blood. A horse can lose up to a third of its blood volume before signs of shock become significant. And a loss of around 40% is typically fatal without intervention. While the majority of blood is lost quickly after a major vessel is cut, it is technically impossible to remove every last drop of blood from all tissue. As a small amount remains within the capillaries and the muscle tissue. So for them to say no blood in her brain, no blood in her lungs, no blood, like that's impossible.
Jeez. So the only one who's right is Dr. John. Love that. Mm-hmm.
Good for Dr. John.
Love that so much.
But for the other doctor to be like, oh, it was just predators. I'm sorry. Then we would see filleted animals everywhere.
Okay. But can we just say something? He's with the Air Force.
Aliens there. So he was trying to put out some false narrative to hide the fact of aliens.
We just solved the case.
Area 51 all over again.
We just solved.
Well, and like the fact that so the second doctor, right, is the one that found was a part of finding her. So clearly that's probably that horse's like normal doctor. Like no, probably
he didn't find her. He was brought to the location where they found her.
Oh, okay. So was the first doctor, because you said one was there when she was found. So was it the first doctor?
Well, he was just doctor. He was there, like, he was the only one who examined her in the field.
Got it. Okay. So either way, like, this farmer is, like, calling, saying, like, calling the doctors in the area, being like, this is fucking weird. We want an autopsy on my beloved lady. Like, what's going on? And then out of nowhere, this Air Force doctor gets called in. Like, that's 100% the government being like, uh-oh, too many eyes. Yeah, let's send out a false narrative. Well, which... is not far-fetched because they've admitted to us in recent years that aliens are real and all of us have responded with no shit.
Especially it was the Air Force, right? That's where all those whistleblowers came from.
Yes.
We literally just solved it.
It is aliens, guys.
It's fucking aliens. So that was Lady. That's where they found her. Super strange, right? But the days after, like the 10th through the 15th, people in the area start feeling, like reporting that they feel incredibly ill. They are starting to see burn marks and start popping up in the fields. And the vegetation around where she was found is completely starting to die. This is just days after she was found.
Jesus.
By mid-September, residents are reporting seeing more strange lights in the sky. And the amount of rumors of UFO activity is just going bananas in San Luis Valley. So starting with Lady, she was basically like the whistleblower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So can we just take a side quest? That's what I'm here for today, side quests. Imagine rogue alien. Mm-hmm. Like Dr. Frankenstein kind of shit, right? Like I'm imagining like Jumba from Lilo and Stitch, who's doing things that are against the alien code. Mm-hmm. He's coming down. He just wants to see how this weird animal functions and works. And he's doing some 1950s bullshit where he's experimenting on things he's not supposed to experiment with. And then all of the other alien, the aliens Galactic. In the government, right? Like their version of the government is like coming to the area being like, burn everything, get rid of any trace, we don't need the little ants to start freaking the fuck out. Like what if they were sending people in working with our Air Force being like, we have to destroy cover this shit. Any proof that we were here. That's what
I believe
gives.
That
thank you.
I'm like totally and so by like October the people in Denver started to hear about it, which translated to people all around the country to hear about it. That's when reporters started to call her snippy because of the cuts in her organs.
Oh, which I hate that.
I know. Which, like I said, I didn't know about until I did this research. I genuinely thought her name was Snippy. So that's why I wanted to make sure we called her Lady.
Yeah, that's the name she deserves.
That's her government name.
That's her government name. Like, that would be like calling murder victims, like,
literally
their identifier being how they were murdered. That's
horrible. Because Lady was a victim in this. I mean, she was, whether she was murdered for science or whatever, she was murdered. So, so that's, like I said, it's interesting. She's the very first one, animal to be reported. So, mutilated, and to be backed up by so many people confirming, like, no, we see these UFOs in town, you know, in Alamosa in the 70s. It's dark, there's not much out there, it's a little farm town. So
it's based on how the person in my life has described it. It's very small, it's very quaint, it's very like people have been there forever. Not a lot of people moving into the town, but also not a lot of people moving out of the town. So generations on generations of kind of the same families, you know. Now, of course, a little different, but back then especially, like, you weren't moving to this rural area unless you knew how to survive this rural area.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
there was a reason for it. So, RIP Lady. You know, it was never concluded that it was aliens, because obviously you can't put that on a death certificate, you know, so it's just kind of an unknown mystery. But I for sure think it was obviously aliens.
I mean, 100%.
Yeah.
Well, and just like with what we're describing of Alamosa and the townspeople around it, why would a horse doctor from the Navy get called in? Or I'm sorry, the Air Force.
Right.
Why would they, like, it's I'm sorry, there are probably many horses that have been deceased in different ways, but why?
Right.
Like, why would this man get called?
Unless it was like, this is such a strange and mysterious case. Like, you know, I don't know. I'm just thinking like in Casper style movie where they're playing mysterious music, and I don't, but it does sound like it's out of a movie.
Yeah. Right? Like, well, and like this farmer, I'm assuming, like, devastated by the loss of his horse, but like, how far is he going to, like, reach out to these people? Like, is he the one calling the Air Force? Like,
no, I don't think so.
So that's like the weird part is why he had two doctors look at it. They had a little bit contradicting of like what they found, but why bring in this random Air Force doctor who's like throwing out rogue shit, like the friggin' coyotes are working at Hibachi Grill and they're just like got those nice knives chopping everything up. Like, what?
Too soon. I mean, the FBI does like investigate like cattle mutilations though, like later in the history of UFOology, you know. So, well, I mean,
but it sounds like the government's getting involved because they're trying to cover shit up, not find answers. Like, and if this is the first one of like the area,
right? Yeah, and it's stories like this that make it sound like, yeah, for sure, you're like you said, why'd you show up? Who the fuck are you?
Yeah, like, you can drive through Alamosa in 15 minutes. How is this even on his radar?
We want Dr. John only.
Yeah, only Dr. John. Well, that's something too. I wonder, like, just looking at it from the alien aspect of, like, did they want to understand horses? Like, was it, or were they wanting to understand, like, our attachment to other things? Like, maybe this was all an experiment to see how we reacted.
Ooh, hate that. That seems so diabolical.
Maybe it's just to see what a horse is, how it works. Like, they're interested in that. But, like, I wonder if it's almost like a psychological thing, too, of, like, wanting to see how humans reacted. And, like, also seeing a different reaction from a horse versus cattle. Like, because you said there were cattle that were coming up. So, I'm not going to lie, but there are tons of people out there that love their cows just as much as they love their horses. But if they're going after a cattle ranch, like, there's this understanding where with a horse, like, there's no understanding of why. Like,
right.
Mm-hmm.
I think so they're, for like cattle, I think they're disappointed that they maybe have lost out on money. Right. Like, obviously, yes. they're disappointed that the animal died because they care about yeah. it. But like,
yeah.
ultimately, it's to do with financial purposes. Mm-hmm. When people have horses, those are usually their prized possessions. And, you know,
yeah. and like they are a part of the family. And mm-hmm. yeah, mm-hmm. I think that I would wonder, too, if like this was a psychological experiment, again, maybe done by someone rogue, obviously, because there are more UFOs, more aliens probably coming down in the ways that they can that we don't even fathom mm-hmm. and destroying the crime scene pretty much and sending out doctors that have no like rhyme or reason for knowing this shit just for them to turn around and be like, it was coyotes.
It was just animals, you know, those crazy, like, feral things.
What's crazy, too, is that doctor is probably a very smart person. And how annoying that they send him out there and be like, make it Lie. The most unrealistic, dumb thing. He's probably standing there being like, fucking coyotes, like, think of Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner. Like, that's the coyote that did it.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that possessed, you know, Wile E. Coyote, but yeah.
Yeah, like, and I'm for him, I would be like, this is so, I have to stand up here and sound like a complete my time. Idiot.
Mm-hmm. Right. This is not what I joined the Air Force for. This is no. not why I became a doctor.
Yeah, it's to lie to people about coyotes having knives. Oh my God. That's so crazy, Leslie.
Mm-hmm. It is pretty crazy.
And it's, like, in our backyard, too.
Yeah, really pretty close to us.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Because, like, my husband used to go to Alamosa, like, annually. And, like, we've been up in the area multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and we haven't seen anything, obviously. Like, and it's, I mean, like anything, it's a little bit of a bigger town now. It's, not, yeah. I mean, it's still a small town, but it's not as, like, isolated as it has been in the past. And they do have attractions now.
And Colorado in general just has more light pollution. So
yeah,
I feel like our view of the sky just gets less and less.
It does.
So, mm-hmm.
yeah. Oh, my gosh. This was R.I.P. Lady.
R.I.P. Like, Lady.
Hope someday, like, that's the thing, too. They're just so willy-nilly about the alien shit now that, like, hopefully someday her story gets released and they can just be like, yeah, it was this.
Tell
like,
us the truth. Yeah.
Because, I mean, unfortunately, like, that's not the scariest thing in our world. And it used to be the scariest thing. Like, I think that back in the 70s, if they would have come out and been like, yep, they're aliens, people would have lost their fucking shit.
We would have seen, like, right, like, apocalyptic behavior. Like, they would have thought the world was war of the world status. I mean, do you know that? I don't know if you remember, like, that radio. So it came out as a radio show, and people literally thought it was real and started fucking losing their mind.
Yeah. So, like, and now it's like we've been so desensitized to
yeah
so much that they were like, we can tell them now, they're not gonna burn the world down because they find out about this.
They can handle the alien talk now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, and now they've just become martyrs that were like, so you gonna come help us or
literally, I mean, like I said, hopefully they're not. I choose to think that they will be kind to us. So hopefully it wasn't a psychological, like, I want to fuck with you to watch you cry. You know, I'm hoping that they just wanted to understand.
Or maybe this one.
That's true.
Group,
right?
We have this a one bad guy. Alien. Like, everybody's yep. got a bad guy. So mm-hmm. maybe the intergalactic government was like, fuck you. Like, we're going to take care of this and hide it. But also, like, I would hope that there was some reprimanding happening.
Fingers crossed. I think this would make a great movie. So, Steven Spielberg, if you're listening, hit us up. I think this could be the next E.T., to be fucking frank.
I mean, yeah. I mean, like, we can correct history a little bit. We can make sure her name is Lady in the story.
Yeah.
Like, but, and, like, what's crazy, too, is, like, there are probably still family members who were present for this situation alive right now, if yeah. not the caregiver. You know, we don't right. know how old he was or anything like that. But there are still people who, like, I bet if we went to Alamosa and, like, got on their good side, we could ask a couple questions and be like, so, like, what was really happening?
It's like, tell just me like, the tea about Lady.
Yeah, just like your dad told us that he was around when we were doing true crime stuff when those boys were lost yes. in Hannibal and all of that stuff. Like, it happened. Mm-hmm. There were live reactions. It happened soon enough that, like, even your dad said he recalled, like, search parties and stuff like that. Like, so there are people out there, and we just need to go visit and make friends with someone.
Get our boots out. On the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
see, and we, speaking of manifesting, we talked about how important it is to manifest it out loud. So you are a part of our manifestations right
now.
My
gosh, so many sparkles.
Bling, bling, bling. Well, Leslie, this was so good. I mean, thanks. So we solved it. I mean, it's always yeah, fun when we solve a case instead of leave it with an I don't know, but like aliens, duh.
Aliens. And obviously the Air Force tried to came in and covered mm-hmm. it up, obviously. Yeah,
or tried. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Obvious. I mean, what are you gonna do?
Can't.
You kind of hit an end, right? Like, this farmer yeah. maybe was like worried about his horse and worried about like a horse mutilator or something like running amok. And then, like, once it hits a certain spot, you just get all of these ideas, and there's nothing that's going to come of it. Like, right. It was just to add more confusion.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
To get him out, to get us all off the trail.
Yeah.
Can't fool us.
Nope.
Air Force.
We are staying on that hiking path. You cannot lead us astray.
I love that for us. Thanks for letting me blab. I actually enjoyed this, even though it was kind of sad. But
yeah, no, I think that, you know, it's always fun to have an episode where we can kind of like dive into conspiracies and like what we think. I think those are mm-hmm. some of my favorites, because like we both go such different ways too mm-hmm. sometimes.
For
so.
Sure. Yeah, but you I know it's it. Going to be a trip
either no like, matter what.
Yeah, either way, you know, it's going to be fun. So
I love that.
I love that, too. So on that note, I have nothing else to say.
We solved it, guys. There's nothing left to do.
I guess we could say, like, have you heard of Lady before? Yeah. You know, did you
I
know this
never
was real?
Heard of it. Yeah, no, I had never heard of when you were like, I want to do one about a horse. I was like, oh, like Blucifer, like,
no,
like Colorado's kind of crazy with the horse stuff. Like, I'd be interested to know how many weird horse things like are in Colorado.
Say less. We'll add it to the list. We'll take account of all of our strange horse episodes.
Yeah. And that'll, like, every now and then we'll just throw in another horse one and you guys can be like, oh, another one.
There's the horse. Whoop, there it is.
Whoop, there it is.
Well, I think that's a perfect place to end it.
Me too.
So on that note, if you have nothing else to say and I have nothing else to say, we will spook you next Tuesday.
Bye.